We are here today to celebrate a very, very extraordinary milestone.
Empire State Development Board Chair Howard Zemsky announced the $1 billion project that's predicted to create as many as 600 jobs over the next 8 years, all with an average salary of $75,000. The state is providing $500 million in incentives.
Cree, the global leader in silicon carbide technology, is here with us to announce their plans to build the world's largest silicon carbide device fab facility right here in Marcy, New York.
The chip plant will be run by the North Carolina-based Cree, Inc. and located at the Marcy Nanotech Center, which is part of the Polytechnic Institute. Cree will also invest $30 million into research and development commitments on the campus. The money was previously earmarked for the Austrian manufacturer AMS, but AMS pulled out of a deal to build a plant on the site in 2016. At the time, the former head of SUNY Poly, Elaine Calieros, was facing trial on bribery and bid rigging schemes. They were related to other state economic development projects. Calieros was convicted and sentenced to 3.5 years in federal prison. He's free pending an appeal. AMS was never implicated in any of the wrongdoing. A lobbyist formerly associated with Cuomo, two Syracuse-area businessmen, and a Buffalo developer were also convicted on corruption charges as part of a scandal related to the Buffalo Billion Project and other economic development schemes. And Cuomo's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, was also caught up in a related scandal. He's serving prison time for bribery. Cuomo, who called the new partnership with Cree a game changer and transformational, says he was disappointed when the deal with AMS fell through.
When AMS left us at the altar 2 years ago, it hurt. And it was a lot of work that went into it and a lot of hope, and then it disappeared. And we swallowed hard. We said we were going to keep going.
The governor spoke by telephone after he said his state plane was grounded due to engine troubles. He made no mention of the previous scandals. The deal with Cree is structured differently than past arrangements. According to the governor's office, the grants will be performance-based. The company must first complete the work required in the contract and hire the employees promised. Then it will be reimbursed by the state for its efforts. Some previous economic development projects using public funds have not yet lived up to their potential. A filmmaking hub near Syracuse that was built using $15 million in state funds stood empty for years. In 2018, it was sold by the state to Onondaga County for a dollar. And the Solar City factory in Buffalo, run by Tesla, received a $750 million subsidy. But its CEO, Elon Musk, has repeatedly postponed the start of the manufacture of a new type of solar roof panel. The plant has so far created just half of the over 1,400 jobs it's required to fill by next year. A spokeswoman for Empire State Development, Pam Lent, says Tesla is currently meeting all of its job creation goals. The state controller's office is conducting an audit of Solar City and several other big-ticket high-tech economic development projects. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.